This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a bit of something in my nose, it's pissing me off, I've got it.
I've got something up my nose, in my throat. In my lungs.
Whoa,
she's in the room.
Oh. I feel very pale today. I feel like my complexion is... obviously I'm pale all the time, but I feel extra pale.
I was good. I'm just going to look at my face in comparison.
You look really good.
It's this light. It's absolutely nothing to do with my face.
It's just natural light, darling.
So I sit here, I tell my therapy, and even my therapist the other day was like, you look very well.
Oh, well, I thank you.
I was like, well, physically maybe, but mentally, no. I do not look well.
Shit. Mentally, I'm very unwell. How are you?
I have a cold.
Oh dear. The winter bug.
I've got a winter bug. My daughter's not been well. My daughter, feels weird saying that, Edith. Mm. She's not been well. She's passed it on to me. Fantastic. So yeah, just the next thing in the stream of diseases that I've been handed down by my delightful children.
Oh no, Christ, you're really at it, aren't you?
I've had worms, sickness, and now a cold.
Fucking hell.
So I feel like this is the worst one because it's just really floored me.
For me, the sickness without a shadow of a doubt would be worse than anything else anyone could hand me.
Yeah, but you know what though? You know that it's really short-lived. You know, like tomorrow, this time tomorrow, I'll probably be fine. Whereas with a cold, you know, you're like, oh God, I still feel like this when you wake up.
It's just shit. Even though it's short-lived, I panic so bad when I'm sick. I'm not a fun person to be around when I'm sick.
No.
Steve can concur.
It's not my favourite.
Not up there. Generally speaking, just any illness, not up there.
Not up there, no thank you.
Do you know what we should start, and we did a couple of years ago and we've fallen out of it, as in Steve and I have, and need to get back into it, is drinking Echinacea every morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what we need to do, because Echinacea is really good for the immune system.
That's correct. I haven't done that either, but I think you can do it every day, or if you start to feel something coming.
Yeah. Generally speaking, if you want to support a healthy immune system, you should do it every day. But
I've
otherwise, do it when you're poorly. Yeah, we've got it as well. It's one of those,
I really hate the taste of it.
Me too. I don't like anything that tastes like flowers. It's just
gross, isn't it?
I like elderflower, that's it.
Yeah, I think it puts me off taking it.
It literally tastes like someone's got petals out of my back garden, put it in some boiling water,
and then rose perfume you used to make when you were little.
I don't even like, you know how some people like the taste of rose? I can't even bear that.
I do make a very nice pudding that's got some rose essence in it.
I am out. It reminds me of an old lady's fanny. I just hate it. It's so horrible. It's just really, yeah. It reminds me of nursing homes.
Yes, it's got that kind of whiff. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
It's not even that. It's the taste. It's very cerebral.
Even lavender a little bit. I do like lavender, but it has got an old lady sort of vibe, hasn't it?
We can't have lavender in the house based on that. Steve hates it.
Does he really? Oh, my God.
He has such a massive disdain for lavender. It's actually quite, scary.
Because I'm such a insomniac sleep ho, I have a lot of lavender-based products in this house, just in a sort of futile, actually, attempt.
Because they don't work.
To go to sleep. I love it. Every time I talk about sleep on Instagram, my own or the kids, I always get the same billion messages of like, have you tried?
Oh my God, XX? Stop.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I haven't slept for 7 years, love. Do you think I haven't? That I haven't tried that. I would try heroin
at this point if I thought it would
work. Oh my God, if it just let me just have a nice little sleep without getting woken up, that would be
fantastic. I love the idea of heroin. I just think, God, how lovely just to be so chilled. How lovely. Steve says it's quite Moorish. So
has he had it?
No.
I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
Steve looked like a heroin addict to you.
No, but you know, some people can do it and just be very functioning.
No, I know somebody, I don't know, I know of him. You would not have a fucking clue that he was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
He's a functioning heroin addict and you, yeah, absolutely not a fucking sausage of a clue.
Mate, it's the same as alcohol,
isn't it?
He's a bit
of a naughty boy.
You can be a functioning addict and no one know. That's the sort of dangerous ground that is addiction.
Well, I can confirm Steve's not a drug addict.
No, so. Okay, good. All right, we'll just clear that up.
Clear that up. Well, that rumour mill starts going. Do you want to know something? A couple of things that happened to me this week.
Go on.
So I went to Hull. Never been to Hull before. Did a performance. I got my lovely Maggie, who's my rep that comes with me everywhere. She booked me a hotel. And she said, Laura, I've gone fancy. She said, I thought it would be nice to put you up in a really nice hotel. It's further away from the train station, but your train isn't until the following morning. So I think it's like a golf club. And I was like, oh, okay, this sounds really nice. She was like, it's got a spa. So she said, bring your own swimming costume. I mean, there's no chance because obviously I'm just literally going there to sleep. So I get to the hotel and initially when I walk through the doors, I'm like, oh yeah, this does look nice. And then as I get closer to reception, I think this is looking a bit dated.
Oh no.
Victoria Eames. I got to my room, the bathroom. Have you ever seen The Shining?
Yeah, of course.
You know the bath that woman gets herself out of, the corpse? That I would say that bathroom was very reminiscent of that.
Oh my God, really?
That was an alarm bell. But then as I walked further into the bedroom and I was like, oh my God, this place is awful. This place is so bad. It's terrible. I then hear the guy next door and he's talking on the phone and the walls are so thin that I can hear the person on the telephone.
Oh my God.
I then hear him go, all right, bye. I'm going to go. He puts on Match of the Day. I can hear everything. He then starts masturbating.
Oh my God. No. Not to Match of the Day.
No, because he was just like, And you know, you're like, I know you're on your own because I'm just on the phone to your partner.
Oh my God.
I'm messaging Maggie like, you would not fucking believe this. I was like,
Where have you put me?
What part of fucking redneck bumfuck have you put me? Like, this is insane. So she says, you need to dial down to reception now. This is not good enough. I pick up the phone and zero, the main button that generally you need to call any number, but also dial down to reception, doesn't work.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
So I can't dial down. So I message Maggie back and I go, funny story. He's still masturbating. I've just heard that Fulham won and zero doesn't work. So she then calls and the most awkward situation ever because the front of house walks up. I hear him knock the door. I hear the guy get up off the bed. And then I hear the guy say, you know, TV's a bit loud. You need to turn it down. He goes, all right, yeah, no worries. And he turns the TV down. I just, yeah. That was an experience.
Oh my God. So
can you even believe it?
Front of house to go and tell that man to stop masturbating so loudly.
She was like, you need to ask them to upgrade. I was like, Maggie, I just want to sleep.
Also, I don't think there is an upgrade at this place.
No. I'm scared of what the upgrade
this
might look
like.
This
is the most upgraded that I'm ever going to be right now.
Yeah.
And God.
The taps were very 1970s.
Yeah.
To the point where I wouldn't be able to tell you which one was hot and cold because it rubbed off.
This is the sort of was it clean? Oh no, she's hesitating.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure.
Would you want a fluorescent light in there? A UV light? No.
No. Because then the following morning, as I was leaving and I got to the elevator and I pressed the elevator button and I just glanced down and there was a rug covering, random rug, just covering the, and there was just an edge of
the stain.
Now, it was either a leak or it was blood, but I didn't want to know.
God, just get me out of it. I find that so just triggering is the word. For me,
some of the hotels I stayed in on my tour have been, some of them have been really lovely, and then others have been like that. Edinburgh, I mean, that was terrifying.
Really?
I stayed in the Yotel, which was amazing, but the night before I'd stayed in another one, the door didn't properly lock. Jam it round until it could lock enough. And there were like four beds in the room. It's like, I don't need
what
one.
What is this? Where am I?
I'm almost becoming accustomed to the fact that my standards are exceptionally low.
Well, yeah, I couldn't. My clean thing gets triggered quite easily anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked Edinburgh.
No, this one that you're talking about with the master.
I would say Edinburgh was worse. I mean, obviously for noise pollution, this one, Hull was awful. Edinburgh.
Noise pollution. Wanking pollution.
Wanking pollution, yeah. So that was my week.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't that fun?
This is nice and relaxing. Lovely break. I'm glad you didn't go to the spa. God knows what you would have found down there.
Pubes, definitely.
Pubes. I'm trying to think if I've had any really bad sort of holiday let experiences. I'm sure I have. I seem to remember going to one where we turned up and it was actually the establishment was closed. And it was like,
nice.
Oh, where are we staying? 3 hours later, waiting in a car park, the sort of owner, who was clearly an alcoholic and hungover, opened up and then let us in. And we had a similar thing. There was a hole in the door that was like the size of a 50-pence piece.
Oh.
A penis, yeah. Actually, if you weren't that girthy, you could have slipped it through. But that was in our door. And then I went to make a cup of tea and they had like the UHT milk.
Oh, Lord.
And it was just a pot of mould and had a maggot in it.
Oh, stop. You're lying. That is not.
It's when I was really young. When you're younger, like you just wouldn't have complained about anything because you just, I don't know, you just don't have the confidence or you're just scared of what the outcome would be. So I didn't complain. Oh, dear. There are a few that I could tell about when me and Rob went on our honeymoon and we went to that cooking lesson. Did I tell that? I'm sure I told that story, didn't I?
Probably, but I've forgotten.
Where there were ants all over the kitchen. Am I telling you that story? Oh my God, I actually thought I was going to die.
Cooking lesson, that's so random.
Because I like cooking, don't I? And then, so we went on our honeymoon to Sri Lanka. We did that.
In Sri Lanka. Yeah. Sorry, I've been in like London.
No. It was like one of those things like, let's do this. Yeah. And so we had a driver who drove us around Sri Lanka. It was amazing. He was lovely. He had a brilliant holiday. But he was like, oh, let's do a cooking lesson with my friend. And so we were like, yeah, sure, let's do it, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
And basically drove us somewhere that we were like, are we going to be murdered? Because it was like the jungle. It was just the jungle. And then we had to walk down a disused railway track to get to her house.
Fuck off.
And then got
How
there.
Have you
and
never
there.
Told me this
oh, no. And then
story.
There was like, there was an Alsatian going absolutely mental in the house. And they were like, oh, don't worry, we're just going to put him in another room and lock him away. But you could just literally, the door was like thudding of where this Alsatian was because it was jumping against the door, just going absolutely mad.
I can only imagine your face throughout all of
so
that.
I was so scared. And then, I mean, like, the driver was so lovely. We totally trusted him as well. But, you know, you're just suddenly like, this is definitely a weird situation.
Why am I here?
Yeah, and then the kitchen was, there was just ants climbing over everything, and just as she was like putting in the spices and stuff, she was literally flicking ants off the spice pots, which was like,
were they big ants as well? I bet they were
massive.
Big ants. Yeah.
And then they made food, and what was so hilarious actually in amongst all of this was that her whole family were there and they were absolutely lovely and so welcoming. They basically were convinced that Rob was Joey from Friends. So the whole time that we were in Sri Lanka, everyone, when they saw him, were like, Joey, Joey, Joey from Friends, Joey. Like, just doesn't even remotely look like Joey, does he?
I don't understand how I've never heard this story.
But then this is the best bit. They were so excited about it that they Skyped their family and made Rob go on a Skype call. They made Rob go on a Skype call whole family, who didn't speak a word of English either. And likewise, we didn't speak their language either. But they just had like to show them that Joey from Friends was out of the house having a cooking lesson. Yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Oh my God, that is so good. You have the best fucking stories. You just do. Like, I think weird stuff happens to me, but you always manage to top it. Like, that's just
oh my God.
Fucking Joey. Do you know what?
The food was delicious in the end.
Like Joey.
But it was just a lot with the Alsatian losing its mind.
The train
door
tracks,
next to us.
The train tracks. Basically being taken down an abandoned train track. So and the fact that you were like, okay, yay, let's go.
Let's go.
And then the ants. I mean, the ants are nothing in comparison to the rest of the fucking story.
Oh, no. My favourite bit is definitely the Joey bit. We got it everywhere.
Fucking
they just
Skyped
honestly, like,
their family.
It seems like everyone thought, yeah, like every hotel we went to, every restaurant, everything, they'd be like,
I'm trying to think of when
Joey.
You got married. You didn't.
2015, mate, he didn't look that different.
No.
Maybe he was a bit more like hench. Because Joey's quite like, you know, he's quite beefy, isn't he? Muscles and that.
Yeah.
I don't think Rob was though. I just can't think. I think maybe it's just it's literally the dark hair and the beard. That's it.
Oh God, that's really fucking
Joey!
I think I need my asthma inhaler. That's so funny.
And then I'll tell you the other thing that we did. We went to this like we did loads of things, like probably quite touristy things, but we went to this garden and it was all herbs and things that would be used as natural medicine. And the guy showing us around was just like, he basically absolutely ragged on me for everything about the fucking varicose veins. And I was like, mate, can you stop insulting me? Mate, he pointed at everything wrong with me, everything. And by the time I left, I was like, I've now got body dysmorphia because it's like everything. My varicose veins, my pale skin, my freckles, my bad eyes, because I was wearing my glasses. Thanks very much.
Oh my God.
My pigmentation, my scars. Like, it didn't say a single thing to Rob other than, are you Joey from Friends? But me, oh dear.
I really wish you.
Honestly, we were laughing so much by the end of it. Rob just thought the whole thing was utterly hilarious because he completely homed in on me and just like, who's this weird, pale English woman who has no pigmentation in her skin? She needs all the herbs in the world. So many things happened on that holiday. It was just one thing after the other. It was so funny though.
Dear.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, I'm gonna go to this fucking school meeting and she's been crying again.
Oh dear. Right, should we have a little story?
Oh God, Vic,
let's have a story, shall
we? Really have made me chuckle today.
Ow.
Okay, I've got a story, I haven't read it, but let's just throw it into the wind. Please keep me anonymous, darling. We always keep you anonymous, don't worry. I have a dilemma. I bought a toy from your website last year. I've had fun with it solo and with my husband. This isn't the dilemma. We're moving countries. Husband went 3 weeks ago. I'm heading over this weekend. We're moving. Where we are moving to, sex toys are illegal. So do I pack it, currently wrapped in my short wedding dress, in a dust bag, and risk my bags being searched at the airport when I land, my husband's bag was, and facing whatever consequences are thrown at me, hopefully only a slap on the wrist and not deportation in prison. For a dildo. Leave it with my belongings, left at my parents' house for them to accidentally discover, or throw it out, but don't want to let it end up in landfill. Love the podcast.
Oh my God. I'm always going to say try and smuggle it in. I mean, is that illegal?
My sex life would be awful without a sex toy.
But also, what one is it? Because if it's the rose, I reckon you could just get away with being like, yeah.
Or even if it's a clit sucker, you could be like, it's my face massager.
Yeah, exactly. You could I think she should risk it and say that.
I'd palm on my face with it.
Yeah, this is what keeps me looking young and youthful.
Yeah.
I did buy a face massager and I am pretty convinced that it's probably as effective as me using the clit sucker on my face. It's so shit. I'm like, what is this? I'm such a sucker though. I saw it on TikTok.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, that looks good. And then I got it and I was like, this is like rubbing a vibrator on my face. This is not doing
anything. I'm going to say, we're both saying smuggle the contraband.
Yes,
worst case scenario, all they're going to do is take it off you.
Yeah. And then you can just say...
I didn't know that dildos were illegal in some countries.
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't know that. But then it doesn't really surprise me because, you know, women's rights aren't as sort of progressive in other places, are they, in the world?
No, but that really upsets me.
Well, how are they policing that as well? You know, they're like knocking on doors and be like, hello, we come to do our weekly
dildo
search.
Check.
Dildo. We're the dildo department
hide them under
of the police. Yeah, I don't know.
Never.
But then, that how would you get them? Obviously, there's a black market for dildos, isn't there?
There must be.
Always.
Maybe it's because it's illegal to buy them out there.
But what
but
if
then,
it's
like
imported?
They say, there must be black market traders.
Yeah, of course. Come on. If there's a market for it,
there's a
supply.
For drugs, there's got to be a market for dildos.
It's the same for anything, isn't it? Anything that brings anyone any fucking pleasure and joy.
Yeah.
But that I would just take the risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't even fucking question it. Take it, mate.
Put your bean first, babes.
Bean first, always.
Bean first, law second.
Yeah. And if they say, what are you doing with this? Say, knee deep in life and Victoria Eames said.
Yeah.
AKA,
right.
No holes barred.
And then we'll get arrested.
Yeah.
For
slap
being perverters of justice. Perverts of justice.
The course of justice by being perverts. Sexual perverts. Oh, gosh, that's a really sad day, that is.
I'd be like, can we not move there, please?
I wouldn't want to move there based on that information alone.
We wouldn't be able to move anyway because we'd get caught out immediately. We've got about 25,000 fucking sex toys
between
the two of us.
Mate, it takes one fucking suitcase just to take what I've got upstairs out.
That's right. I know. Well, yeah, we've talked about this extensively when you go away for a weekend. Or remember that couple that actually took the whole suitcase of sex toys with them?
And then they had all the apparatus out, didn't
they? They'd be screwed.
They would be fucked.
Right, let's see if I've got something in here. There's been a hilarious typo in a local newsletter to you. Someone sent it to me, yeah. It's in the Pompeii in the community. That's where you live, isn't it?
Pompeii?
Not Pompeii. It's not fucking ancient Greece. Pompeii. This is Pompeii by Pompeii ITC. Listen to this. Get yourself in the festive spirit. And join all these people, whatever, at Fratton Park for the Pompeii Christmas sing along. And then it says what's happening, and they've done a very hilarious typo. Children can fist Father Christmas in his grotto, and there is a competition for the best fancy dress. That's in a public newsletter that's gone out in your local area.
That's great. Can fist Father Christmas.
Come and fist Father Christmas. There's nothing more festive than fisting Father Christmas.
Fisting Santa. Fisting his sack.
Where are you at in the... Oh, if small ears are listening, definitely tell this off now. In the Father Christmas belief sort of journey. Is it over?
Oh, what, my kid? No, it's not over. It's over for Elliot.
Okay. But he's complicit in the lie.
He's complicit in the lie, yeah.
Good.
So, Toby's 100% captivated.
What age do they stop it?
I think it very much depends on the children.
Yeah. Oh my God, are you doing Elf on the Shelf, Laura?
I do Elf on the Shelf.
God! I can't.
The thing is, we don't have the shop bought Elf. We have a special Elf because the kids obviously we didn't want them to think that they got one from the supermarket. Ours is genuinely from Lapland.
Right. What is it?
It's just another elf, but it doesn't look like elf on the shelf. It's a different kind of elf. So
what do you do with it?
Mate, I'll be honest with you, invariably chuck it at the tree 20 minutes before they're due to come down in the mornings because we've forgotten about it.
Okay.
But I saw this absolutely fucking hilarious video of a parents coming down the stairs and their two children were hysterically crying. One was on the floor, one was leaning over the table like something awful had happened. The dog had got hold of the fucking elf. There was one leg and just like the fucking half a like the corpse of the body of the elf left. Couldn't see the dog. It was so funny.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I mean, it's so fucking traumatizing, isn't it? But it's so brilliantly funny.
How did I not know that you did that? You've kept
well, the thing is, we started it when Toby was a newborn baby. We thought it was
God,
a good
you're
idea.
Like pre Shelf on the Elf then.
Shelf on the Elf. Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf. Does it different stuff then every night, your one?
Yeah, but I'd be honest with you, as the days go on, it becomes a lot more basic.
Yeah.
Very basic. I'm going to say scraping the barrel basic.
Yeah.
And also, if I'm being honest and put my hand in my heart, I make Steve do it.
Oh, do you?
I barely do it. Yeah.
Yes.
And then he'll come upstairs and get into bed and he'll be like, oh, the fucking elf. And I'll be like, oh, got it. Go on, then
see
off you go.
Go on, go do
go
something
on, go
with
sort
it.
It out.
What's your most ambitious thing that you've done with it?
I taped, you know, like the glitter curtains, like the strand things, taped those to each of the boys' bedroom doors. And then got like ribbon and sellotape it all from the ceiling. But I scared Elliot significantly about the fact that Buddy came up the stairs. So we stopped doing that.
I don't feel like my kids can cope with the concept of that. I mean, I have to say, like, even Santa, like, Edith keeps saying on Christmas Eve, she's like, oh, I'm scared of him.
Yeah,
I don't really want him to come in. And I was like, okay, well, you can just leave the presents outside the front of the house. Because it is like, when you think about it, like, a weird, big, strange, bearded man coming into the house.
Praying he's not a pedophile. I mean, that's basically what
that's
it is.
We're like, are you DBS checked? Is it DBS?
But my kids are the same. They're like, yeah, I'm so excited, but I'm really terrified. Why is there a strange man coming into the house? We don't ever let anyone come into the house that we don't know. Yay. He's going to bring us presents. Please don't kill me. Like,
Oliver's asked a few times. Well, he's actually said a few times, Santa's not real. But then he'll be like, do you believe in Santa, Mummy? And I'm like, yeah.
It's a really quick and easy answer for me when the kids say, do you believe? And I go, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in Father Christmas.
I think you can believe in it.
The magic.
You can believe in something without it being real. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
For me, it's like, it is the magic. Seeing the way that they are, that magic I love. Like, I love seeing how pure it is.
Apparently now there's like a definite wave of like not telling kids about Santa Claus and being like, no, he's not real. I'm not into that.
No, I'm not into that. And you know what? If you want to do that, that's absolutely fine. And what you do, you babes. But I think that there's a level of innocence that children are entitled to have as kids.
But also, like, they're so
like this whole don't lie to them. It's like, mate, I lie to them about the fact that, you know, when mummy's keeping the door shut, it's because she's doing washing. It's because Danny's fucking her from behind. So, you know, there's lots of things I lie to them about to keep them safe.
Oh God. Yeah. I just also think that kids love being immersed in imaginative play.
Yeah. And
it's
a massive
just an
part of imaginative
of that,
play.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Of course it is.
And I think it's really
it's not gonna fucking hurt. Like my kids are not gonna go on to be fucking drug dealers because of the fact they believed to Father Christmas until they were 10.
Yeah. And I think about when I found out, I think by the time you find out, you're kind of like, you're not disappointed. You're just like, oh yeah, no, that makes sense. That's not real. Because you're
and
at
then,
a level of understanding.
And also
you're
old enough to go, oh, it's not gonna make an ounce of difference. I'm still gonna get presents. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Like that's literally all you care about. That's all you should care about at Christmas when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh my God, I want my children to be grateful. I want them to be grateful, but I also want them to be very typical of an average child, and that is to just be so pumped that they're getting Christmas presents.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's such a pretentious cunt thing to go like, no, my children...
It's all about gratitude and sharing.
Yeah, and my children, they don't even care about their gifts. Sometimes it takes them 5 days to open all of their presents.
No, whatever. No, not in this house. That is such a lie.
Also, it's because you force them to do that because you want them. It's like, are you grateful?
Yeah.
Who got it for you? What did you get? Have you opened it? Have you looked at it? So fuck off. Just let them be kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off. Absolute bollocks. When they're older, they can have that appreciation because they're surrounded by adults that also practice that.
But for now, just be kids.
Practice not being a cunt, and then that will transcend into your kids not being cunts.
Hopefully.
Well, you know, we can't have it all, can we? We're going to have to cut this a bit short today.
Well, I'm going to have to cut this a bit short. Laura's got a skedaddle.
Okay,
okay, so if you want to keep sending us your stories, you know the score, any other business, you can email us at noholesbarredpodcast@gmail.com. And what else can they do, Laura?
They can head on over to our Instagram page at noholesbarredpodcast. And can I just say, Victoria, I am on the countdown of 5 days until my children are off for Christmas holidays.
Oh, mate, yours ends on Friday, doesn't it?
Ours ends on Friday. I said to Elliot this morning, he was like, when do I go back to school after Christmas if I'm finishing on Friday? I said, you go back to school on the 2nd. And he went, well, surely they're not going to make us go in at normal time. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, went,
but
are,
that's
mate.
Just after New Year. And I went, yeah I know, mate. Sucks, doesn't it?
That's not life. For me, though.
yeah. Get used to it. This is the beginnings of adulthood. And if you're lucky, you might get New Year's Day off. Otherwise, if you're in some establishments, you'll have to fucking work it. Like, this is what it's like. It sucks being an adult.
Yeah, big time. Right, well, that's it then, isn't it? We don't have anything else to say of any significance, any last passing
any parting words?
Good luck with the old dildo smuggle.
Yeah,
she could just smuggle it in inside her, unless they do one of those 3D
body
scans.
Oh no, she'll definitely go through the body scan.
Yeah, and then you're screwed. Or you could be like, it's just a massive tampon. I got a really heavy fly. Just attach a string to the end of it.
Somebody I know, they went for an MRI scan. I actually know her. Brilliant story. And the medical notes that came back from her MRI scan of the male gynecologist, this is typical. He said, a patient appeared to have goblet inside her anus, or it was a fucking men cup. Fucking goblet. Believed to be inside her anus, or.
Oh my God. So she had a medieval goblet.
Yeah. I said, what did they think you were? A fucking witch.
That's so funny.
A goblet up your anus. Why
a goblet is like a cup. It's a fucking like actual jeweled cup.
I know. How
That's
brilliant
so
is that?
Hilarious.
And also terrifying that a gynecologist didn't know that.
Yeah. It said it was up her bum. Great.
Yeah. Well done.
Have mercy. Right, on that note, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, bitches.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.